Greg Pope, John Burton's show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hawk, coldest team in town. Patton Cook, making sure we keep it between the ditches. College football, nothing's going on, so we just needed to find something to talk about. So we thought. Now, if you listen to our show, it's preceded by the Bill King Show, and we're sort of the flagship station for the Bill King world that goes
radio
all the
network.
You say radio network, he doesn't need a radio network. Well, he's got a radio network, but
he is his own radio network.
He blasts all over. He's like Radio X out of Mexico. What do you say? I just get to the guest, right? Hey, well, you're not a guest. What do you say, Bill?
Could you hear me breathing there?
Yeah, I was going. Yeah.
Morning, Bill. How you doing, man?
You doing all right?
Good, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, great to have you on.
Break down the Jeff and the Burrow phone calls. We'll let you know. So,
He is so bad, it's entertaining. That's
he's
all
so,
I've
right.
got
he's
for
so
you.
Bad, he's good, right?
Right.
It's like that movie. You know, we all have those movies in our lives. They're so bad, they're good.
I don't know if they're good, but they're entertaining.
Exactly.
There you go. Like,
exactly.
Dumb and Dumber.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Not exactly an Oscar-worthy film.
Bill, I think, when is this acid trip I'm on? When's it going to be over? When you first heard Texas, Oklahoma to the SEC, what went through your brain?
I did believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't believe it. I thought somebody is trying to get out in front of something here and they've reached too far. Because everything I know to be the truth, at least to date, had been breached with that announcement. Texas has always looked at the SEC as academically insufficient, inferior. We would never join those low lives just based on our academics, and it's true. So if they were going to join a league, it would be the Pac-12 or maybe the Big Ten. It wouldn't be the SEC, and that's the way their leadership has been historically. The new leadership's not like that. And I didn't realize the transformation had taken place to that extent. And the other shocking thing was how quiet. Nobody knew this was coming. How quiet it was kept in between the SEC office, Oklahoma, and Texas. I can promise you, Bob Boolsby, the head of the Big 12, and the rest of the Big 12, the other eight teams, had no clue that this bomb was about to be dropped on them.
What does this mean for the Big 12 then? Are we done with the Big 12 as we know it, you think, Bill?
Unclear.
Yeah.
I think Texas and Oklahoma thinks it might implode, and they're not really worried about the grant of rights agreement that goes through 25 or the money they might owe if they got out earlier. I don't think they're even worried about that. Now, it may take a check or two to clean this all up with the lawyers and everything, but the other problem is you saw the note yesterday, the Big 12 sent a cease and desist to ESPN, who's obviously that's where the money is. That's where everybody's money is. So they're suggesting that the AAC, the athletic conference, is poaching the other teams right now. And that's what that letter was about. And right now, if you are the Big 12 and you're Bob Boolsby, remember growing up they had those fallout shelters?
Yep.
You're in a fallout shelter, and you're hoping in a couple of weeks you can open up the door and everything's going to be okay.
Well, and back to what you just originally said, it is amazing that in our world of instant messaging of everything, right, that this thing did not get out because, you know, think about this. Tennessee, Oklahoma, it had to be to the president level. And if it's at the presidential level at those schools, it's certainly at the Board of Regents or whatever they call their Board of Trust. Yeah. Those people have to be involved, right? Because they just can't do something like that because that's the president's bosses. It's amazing that it never got out. That's the thing that got me because I thought everything gets out today.
A week before the SEC media days, the Big 12 had their two-day event in Arlington at AT&T. And if that thing's going to escape, if that story's going to break loose, right, out to the public, why wouldn't it happen there? Nobody there had a clue. Bob Boolsby didn't have a clue. any of the other schools. Heck, the only story that came out of the Big 12 media days was the penalty for the hook 'em down sign. That's all. That's the only news we got, guys. Here's the other interesting thing. I know this isn't probably the most important item, but how do you think that's going to be officiated now? The hook 'em down thing.
We're probably going to be seeing a lot of that, I would guess.
They will cut off their hands. It's what they would. Hey, Bill King with us, of course, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, right here on Nashville Sports Radio and all over the place. You look at the Big Ten. What is it going to do? You know, I don't know. What the Big Ten is already making $50 million a team, but then again, you're looking at the SEC going from, what, approximately $45 million to the $90 million range, doubling by the time it gets there. So you're thinking the Big Ten, you know, they can hold pat, but if they sit, what's that old saying? If you're sitting still, you're getting passed, right? Mm-hmm. What's the Big Ten do, or the ACC on top of that?
Well, Big Ten, I don't know where they can go. You got to remember, if you're going to add teams, meaning you're putting food in the mouth of more teams, right? They've got to bring you something. You can't just long divide by more teams, and everybody makes less money. I hear this Iowa State, and I hear Kansas. They don't bring anything. I mean, they're not bringing you additional revenue where you can long divide and everybody makes more than $50 million. The only viable option, which I don't think is an option, would be to try and go get the L.A. market and try and get what you want Southern Cal. If you have to take UCLA, that's fine. But that's the only thing I can see that would be interesting, where you actually are adding to your bank account. And to get that, grab that L.A. market, if you're the Big Ten, would be very attractive. Now, those two leagues, guys, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are very cozy. They're very, very close. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's – I'm thinking that wouldn't happen. But that's, to me, the only target that would make sense. Now, look, if you could get Texas or you could get Notre Dame, yeah, if you're the Big Ten. But Notre Dame's infatuated with the ACC. If they join any league, it's going to be the league they were in last year as a football entity. So I don't know what would add that's viable to the Big Ten bank account. And got to remember, guys, this is not about anything else but the money.
I was just going to ask you, is it too simplistic to say that this is about money? But you basically just answered the question, right?
It's all about the money. It's not about fairness. It's not about how many people ought to be able to get into the playoffs. It's not about spreading things equally. This is a monster money grab by the SEC, Texas, and Oklahoma. Again, the projection is that once you get to about 24-25, and assuming that it's all cleaned up and they're in the league easily by then, the revenues will be, the SEC revenues, guys, will be equal to the overall NCAA's revenues.
Wow.
Man. How crazy this is.
Bill King is our guest, and, you know, I know it's been talked about a lot. If you're Texas A&M, you got to be sick to your stomach. You know, you join the SEC to get away from Texas, and here they come. it's nuts.
They weren't in the loop either. Mm. They had no idea this was coming. Now, I think they did slightly before the Houston Chronicle story on that Wednesday, because Ross Bjork was on the trip to Hoover. I've never, of all the league media days I've covered, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Notre Dame, I've never seen an AD at any of those events. Ever, ever. So Ross Bjork was getting there because he wanted, I'm sure, to get Sankey alone.
Right.
To try and, you know, see what's going on. But, yeah, A&M really enjoyed their 10 years of being in Texas and selling the SEC to recruits in Texas and being the only school in that state that could do that. And the other thing is, you mentioned it, John, they hate. I know it's a strong word. Mm-hmm. They hate Texas. So even though they have no recourse and they'll just have to fight them now, you know, in the same league, they were pretty ticked off, to say the least.
So, well, if the vote is 13-1, we know who the one is, right?
I don't think it will. I think it'll be 14-0.
Yeah,
it'll be 14-0 publicly.
Yeah, right.
It'll be 13-1 privately, and that one will be the middle finger.
Right.
You know. And so where did, you know, I know the next question is, they can stroke this check. Will they be playing football in the SEC? They being Texas, Oklahoma in 2022. I will bet yes.
Yeah, me too.
That's the plan. Now, here's another angle. The Longhorn Network, and just to review everything, summer of 2010, Oklahoma and Texas were threatening to go west, and it was a legit threat. And this went on weeks and weeks and weeks. Wasn't nearly as clean as this. And one of the things that pacified Texas to stay was ESPN came to them, because ESPN wanted them to stay. They didn't back then want them to leave for another league, Oklahoma and Texas. And they were going to take A&M and Oklahoma State with them. One of the things they did is, we'll give you a Longhorn Network that's completely an ESPN entity, and it will pay you for 20 years, $15 million a year. And they've still got 10 years left on that contract. Well, the Longhorn Network, guys, is a disaster. It is beyond a disaster. It's not watchable. The programming is terrible. Nobody watches it. Nobody gets it. And it's a money loser. There's about $150 million left on that contract. And ESPN is going to detonate that thing, okay? They're not going to go through the end of this contract. And I think privately maybe what they will do, if it comes down to it, is take that $150 million and shove it over to the Big 12. For Oklahoma and Texas, and then shut it down.
If there is such a thing, you know, and you're right. I mean, Iowa State's done, you know, but that's not going to sustain, you know, where they've done a nice job there. Kansas will bring you basketball,
yes.
But that's it,
yep.
You know, and I guess, but
their football program's a joke.
Yeah, well, the whole thing, but you know, I saw, and you're right, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have had this long, long relationship, and it would almost be bad taste if they sort of rated the Pac-12, but at the end of the day, money, you know what money does and what the other stuff does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah. One talks,
I saw where they pick up, that way they can have natural travel partners and an even balance. I saw Southern Cal, Arizona State, Washington, and Colorado, which gives them L.A., Phoenix, Denver, and Seattle TV markets.
That would be attractive. You'd be destroying your buddy there, but that would be very attractive. Let me also, one of you guys mentioned basketball. Not trying to be rude to our basketball people. Basketball has no say in anything expansion.
Right. Football carries the mail. Right. We know that. You're right.
Basketball has as much say as the marbles team when it comes to this topic.
And especially these days, right, Bill, because most of us, myself included, I grew up outside of Syracuse, New York. I used to watch all college basketball.
Right.
I don't really watch until the tournament. Like, I cover the local teams, but I don't really pay attention until the tournament anymore.
No, I don't either. I'll watch in March. And, you know, I'll catch a game on a Saturday afternoon or something. But, yeah, I don't. This guys, there's just two things here. It's, number one, the money, but it's football. Those are the two things that drive all of this. Everything else is, you get the memo when they want to tell you where you're going. That's what the other sports find out.
Yeah. Hey, real quick. What are your thoughts on name, image, likeness? We've seen a lot of money, big money flying around for these collegiate athletes. About time, you know, like it the way it was. Where are you at with that, Bill?
It's going to be a disaster. But but the NCAA has told us we quit. We don't. The NCAA has quit. All the NCAA will do from here on out is run tournaments, right?
Yep,
that's
yep.
All, and they do that pretty well. Give them credit for that. They're not going to police anything. Look, I'll give you a quick example of name, image, likeness and where this is going. The number one recruit in the class of 22 is a quarterback named Quinn Ewers. He's in the Dallas area. He's the number one rated player in America at any position, and he's been committed to Ohio State. Story hits yesterday that he's likely to skip his senior year.
Yeah.
And go ahead, he's got an English class he has to get done this summer, and he's going to go ahead and enroll at Ohio State here in about a week or two, and he's already been promised seven figures in name, image, likeness. So we're going to have guys, now I don't know if it's a big number, but we're going to have guys skipping their senior year because of this, because the high schools won't let you do it. So you can't make the money, and if you're ranked that high, what the heck? It's not like he could do anything with his ranking, right? So he's going to go up there to Ohio State. They probably would redshirt him, make seven figures, probably not ever have to go to a class, and work on football.
Mm.
We don't want another NFL, that, right? Is that what, you know? already got one, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't want to be a hypocrite. That's my kid. I'd say go.
Right. I mean, it's just crazy because I talked to Masterpiece on a couple of weeks ago. The guy hasn't played at all for TSU yet. He just signed a $2 million endorsement deal. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, he comes from money, obviously. His dad was Master P. He made, like, I don't know, $500 million in his life as a as a mogul, so he, you know, but still, man, it's just crazy. You think about the twin basketball players in Fresno State, and you know, it's just it's a mind blower. All three of us were old school guys. We grew up when it was a lot different than what it is now, man.
Well, it's just not going to be the Power Fives either. I could just like, if you are a potential first round draft pick at Troy University, the Chevrolet dealer in Troy is going to hook
Alabama.
Yeah,
hey, man.
Troy University. He's going to hook on to him because he gets of where he will go.
And exactly.
Look at this, Brent Stockstill.
Yeah.
In Murfreesboro.
Oh my gosh.
As quarterback at MTSU, could have made six figures.
Yep, easily.
Easily. Yeah. Well, I sold my name, image, and likeness. I'll let you know that. Nashville 10 and awning.
Arch Manning will command maybe $1 billion. I'm kidding, but I mean, no telling what Arch Manning will get in all this. No telling.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's
a. It's just it's a brave new world. I started watching college athletics, you know, in the late 70s into the early 80s, and
you know,
to where it is now. I'm just, it's like, I guess you live long enough, Bill, you see everything, right?
You know, he's going to Virginia.
Yeah.
Do you see that? Of the six or seven schools he visited this summer, Virginia was one of them because his mom and sister's there now, and his mom went there.
Yeah.
Olivia. So, Bill, hey, man, enjoy. Hey, you make my drive-in enjoyable every morning. So, thank you, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you coming on, Bill.
See you, Billy.
Thank you.
All right, Bill King, of course, 6 to 9 here, and we're going to